啊，我们要服侍神呢，需要有一些属灵的装备。
In order to serve God, we need to be spiritually equipped.
啊，那今天早上我们提到要认识神哈。
Now, this morning we learned that we have to know God.
那我们再进入第二点哈，我们要服侍主，要跟从主。
And we go to point B. In order to serve God, we need to follow Him.
我们请来看约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John, chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章
Gospel according to John chapter 12
二十六节
Verse 26 John chapter 12 verse 26 If anyone serves me, let him follow me And where I am, there my servant will be also If anyone serves me, him my father will honor
在这个地方记载主耶稣对门徒这样说
Here it records that Jesus said to his disciples
如果有人要服侍我他就要跟从我
If anyone serves me, let him follow me
这是服侍神的主的一个条件
This is a condition or prerequisite for serving God
因为没有跟从主我们怎么能够服侍他
If we do not follow Jesus, how can we serve him?
要跟着他我们才能够服侍他
So following him, we can serve him
所以主耶稣在拣选彼得的时候拣选门徒的时候
When Jesus Christ was choosing his disciples
他怎么说
What did he say to them?
我们再回来我们早上看的一节圣经节
Let's turn to one of the verses we have read earlier.
Mark 福音
Let's turn to Gospel of Mark.
是第一章的十七节
Mark chapter 1 verse 17. Mark chapter 1 verse 17.
Mark 第一章的十七节
17. Then Jesus said to them, Follow me and I will make you become fishers of men.
这里主耶稣先告诉他们说要跟从我
Jesus first told them to follow him
然后我要叫你得人如得鱼
After that, Jesus will make them fishers of men
这个是我们服侍神的目的
This is the goal of our service to God
要完成神给我们的托付
We have to accomplish the mission that he has entrusted to us
要拯救人的灵魂
To save the souls of mankind.
但是要达到这个目的，主耶稣说你要来跟从我。
But in order to achieve this aim, we need to follow Jesus.
这是当时对他所呼召的人的一个吩咐。
So this was one of the command that Jesus gave to those whom he has called to follow him.
那个时候大概门徒也不知道跟从主到底意思是什么
At that time, probably the disciples did not fully understand what it meant to follow Jesus.
因为跟从最表面的意思就是你到哪里我就跟你啊。
So the superficial meaning of following someone is wherever he goes, you just go with him.
但是主耶稣三年多的时间
But in the 3 years of ministry of Jesus,
到主要升天以前
And just before he ascended to heaven
他再一次对彼得这样说
He once again said this to Peter
说同一句话
He said the same words to Peter
我们看路加福音二十一章
We turn to Luke chapter 21
十九节
Verse 19 Luke chapter
21:19
Luke chapter 21 verse 19 By your patience possess your souls
对不对我印错约翰福音21:19
Sorry, it's John chapter 21 verse 19 This he spoke signifying by what death he would glorify God And when he had spoken this he said to him follow me
这里地方主耶稣升天之前他复活以后升天之前对彼得 说同样的话。
So after the resurrection of Jesus, before he ascended to heaven, he said these same words to Peter.
说你跟从我吧。
Follow me.
这一次彼得就了解什么意思。
On this occasion, Peter understood what Jesus meant.
因为三年多的时间跟着主耶稣走他知道这个是什么意思。
So he has followed Jesus for 3 years. He knew what Jesus meant when he said this.
这个就好像父母对孩子在讲一些事情。
Just like a parent telling his child some of these things.
有时候小孩子听不懂。
Sometimes the your child might not understand what you're saying.
因为小孩子没有做过父母。
Because the child has your child might not have been a parent before.
但是有一天这个小孩子本身当过了父母。
One day when your child becomes a parent himself or herself,
那他自己有这个体验。
And he will have the same experience.
那他就知道这是什么意思。
Then he will understand what his parents meant in the first place.
所以这一次主耶稣告诉彼得你来跟从我吧，彼得就知道是什么意思。
So on this occasion when Jesus said to him, follow me, Peter understood fully what he meant.
那首先我们还没有谈到彼得的例子之前呢，我们先来看旧约时代的例子。
Before we look at the example of Peter, let's look at some examples in the Old Testament.
能不能进迦南地那个关键在乎是不是专心在跟从神。
And the most important crucial point on of whether a person can enter the land of Canaan was whether a person followed God.
不在乎他们能力有多大，能够带多少粮食，身体有多健壮。
And it does not depend on whether it does not depend on the strength of a person, how much food they gather.
是在乎他们是不是跟从神。
It all depends on whether they follow God.
好，我们看民数记的十四章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 14.
民数记的十四章。
Numbers chapter 14.
二十三节
，verse 23。
他们断不得看见我向他们祖宗所起誓应许之地，凡藐视我的，一个也不得见看见。二十四节
，verse 24。
唯独我的仆人加勒，因为他另有一个心志，专心跟从我。我就把他领他进去所过去那地，他的后裔也被在那个地为业。我们现在很讲究民主。
Today we talk about democracy or freedom.
那民主的另外一个对立的意思就是独裁。
And the opposite of democracy is dictatorship.
所以因为这个民主思潮盛行所以我们在教会里面也很主张要民主。
Because of this influence of this idea of democracy, even in the church, we often talk about democracy.
那所谓重大的事情要大家信徒一起来决定。
So for important matters, all the members should be given a voice about how the decision is made.
所以常常是重大事情的信徒大会三分之二通过。
So for important matters, you have to have an AGM and two-thirds of the members must agree to it before it can be passed.
那有时候这个教会的那个规章bylaw 里面也有讲，信徒大会是最高的议决机构。
And in the bylaws of the General Assembly, you often say that the AGM is the highest authority to pass any resolution.
它原来的存心是好的。
The original intention is good.
但是如果我们以古代圣经的例子来做见解，这是一个很大的危险。
Actually, if you look at the examples in the Old Testament, having this kind of policy is very dangerous.
为什么？
Why is that so?
因为当以色列百姓已经走到迦南地旁边。
Because when the Israelites were just beside Canaan.
然后摩西就派十二个探子去窥探迦南。
Moses sent 12 spies to spy out the land of Canaan.
为着要预备来攻占神所应许那个迦南地。
Because they were preparing to fight into the land of promise.
然后这十二个人去迦南地看了四十天。
So these 12 spies spent 40 days spying out the land.
啊，回来来做报
告。They came back and gave a report.
啊，那如果用我们现在来讲哈，来民主，我们来表决。
If we use democracy to pass the votes,
会不会进迦南
？Would they enter the land of Canaan?
大概几票对几票
？So how many votes versus how many votes?
你看那个十二个，如果我们现在来表决啊，哎呀，上去的举手。
So of the 12, how many votes would agree to go up to the land of Canaan?
只有两票。
There are only two votes.
啊，不上去的举手。
For those who do not want to go into the land of Canaan, how many votes?
十票。
Ten votes.
所以如果那个时候来讲民主，永远进不去。
So if we talk about democracy in that time, then they would never enter the land of Canaan.
那为什么在这个情况下民主不是好的呢
？Why is it that democracy in this kind of situation is no good？
因为神到最后就把这个人、这些人分作两部分了。
Because God has divided the people into two groups。
一个是专心跟从我。
The first group followed God fully。
他整个那个注意力焦点就是在神的能力、神的恩典、神的带领上。
So his whole focus is on the power of God's grace and God's guidance.
所以从他们在埃及要出埃及，他们就看到神很明显的作为。
From the time when they were about to embark on the Exodus, they were able to see the power of God clearly.
那个法老的心硬，好像金刚石一样。
And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened like a diamond.
在人是不可能的。
In human hearts, this is impossible.
但是神的能力显明。
But the power of God was made manifest.
神在带领他们。
God was guiding them.
所以变成可能。
That's why what is impossible became possible.
遇到红海。
When they encountered the Red Sea.
前面没有路可以走了。
There's no road ahead of them.
那后面有追兵。
And behind them, they had the pursuing armies of Pharaoh.
差不多是等待死啊。
So it was as if they were waiting for death.
然后看到神又分开了红海。
And they saw how God parted the Red Sea.
这个就是神的恩典啊。
This is the grace of God.
所以这个专心跟从主，他就是一心一看，仰望神的旨意，然后仰望神的帮助跟怜悯。
So for a person who fully follow God, he would focus his mind on the will of God and on seeing the compassion of God.
那从在埃及的体验到过红海的体验，他们都知道，既然神带领他们出来，神一路会保守他们，会负责到底。
So because they've seen the power of God when they came out of the Exodus, they know that God will guide them each step of the way till the end.
那如果他们计算哈
，if they made a calculation,
两百万人，比方说两百万人出埃及
，let's estimate that there were 2 million Israelites coming out of Egypt.
每个人吃三餐，一天吃三餐
，and all of them have 3 meals a day.
六百万餐
，so 6 million meals a day.
好，然后从埃及地到迦南地，到底要吃多少餐
？So from the land of Egypt to the land of Canaan, how many meals per person do we need to have?
我们粮食要带多少出来
？So how much food do we need, provisions do we need to bring?
那个粮食会重到他们永远没有办法出埃及啊！
The food that they need to carry with them would be so heavy that they will never get out of Egypt.
所以他们出埃及是很简单的行李啊
！So when they left Egypt was they had very simple luggage.
只一些很贵重的带走。
They only bring what is precious.
那生活怎么办
？So what about their livelihood?
神叫他们出来了。
God asked them to come out.
就仰望神。
Just look upon God.
遇到困难就仰望神。
So when they have difficulties, they just look up to God.
那神是信实的。
God is faithful.
没有东西吃就降玛拿。
So when there's no food, God rained down manna.
没有水喝就喝磐石就流水。
When there's no water, water flowed out of the rock.
不知道怎么走，就云柱火柱在带领。
When they do not know the way, the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire led the way.
所以这两个人从在埃及一直走到迦南地旁边，他整个心在专注在神的上面，他就很有信心。过去的经验就是我们现在的力量，我们可以面对迦南地这些外族。
So, because the two of them have seen the power of God, they have focused their hearts and mind on God, and past experience tell them that God have enough power to drive out these nations before them.
那后来这但是这四个没有这个没有这个专心跟从神。
But these 10 other spies did not have this heart to follow God fully.
他们的心只看到困难。
All they can see are difficulties ahead.
他们没有专心看过去很多困难，神都帮他们解决。
that they have not seen the fact that God has overcome so many difficulties for them in the past.
所以他们就怕。
That's why they become fearful.
所以这样旷野就多绕四十年。
So that is why they had to spend another 40 years in the wilderness.
那个不信的世代都死在旷野。
And the unbelieving generation all died in the wilderness.
那现在要进到再一次要再进迦南。
And this is the second time they are trying to gain entry to Canaan.
这一次摩西就吩咐他们。
On this occasion, Moses commanded them.
他们要做约书亚吩咐他们。
Joshua commanded them.
怎么做？
What they should do.
看约书亚记第三章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 3.
约书亚记第三章。
Joshua chapter 3.
十四节
Verse 14
百姓离开帐篷要过断约旦的时候，抬约柜的祭司仍在前头。十五节
Verse 15
他们到了约旦河，脚一踏入水，原来约旦河收割的日子涨到两岸。十六节
Verse 16
那从上往下流的水便在极远之处之地撒拉班亚当那里停住了。这个地方讲他们脚一踏入水，就那个水就停住了。
Here records that when the priest who bore the ark dipped into the edge of the water stopped its flow.
那第四节说要让约柜走在前面。
Verse 4 says that the ark should lead the way.
就是要让神走在前面。
That is to say we must let God be ahead of us.
那你要专心跟他。
You need to follow God ahead of you.
那你跟到你就看到神的能力在你前面替你打开困难。
So if you follow God, you see the power of God before you opening up a way for you.
因为约旦河水就分开了。
So the river of Jordan parted.
然后再看他们在攻耶利哥。
Let's look at how they attacked the city of Jericho.
耶利哥如果没有攻败，他没有办法占领迦南地。
So if they cannot conquer Jericho, they cannot gain entry into the land of Canaan.
那四十年来在旷野地这样走现在要攻耶利哥也是一个大的考验。
So they have been wandering the wilderness for 40 years. Now, if they were to fight against Jericho, it is a real test as well.
但是这个方法简单到没有办法相信。
But the method that was employed was so simple that it is unimaginable.
结论就是你要专心跟从神。
The conclusion is you have to follow God with your full intention.
约柜在前面走，你一天绕一圈就够了。
So the ark will lead you. You just have to go around the city once a day.
七天绕七圈。
7 days, you go 7 rounds.
大声喊就倒了。
And afterwards, you give a loud shout, then the city wall will collapse.
所以这个就代表我们信仰的旅程。
This represents the journey of our faith.
真的，我们要专心跟从神，那这一条旅程我们才能够走到底。
So if we follow God fully, then we will be able to go to the end.
那如果我们不是专注在神的身上，神的能力跟恩典，我们看我们周围的困难。
If we do not focus our full intention on God, on His grace and power, and we look at the difficulties around us,
我们信仰的路很难走到底。
Then it's very difficult for us to endure on this journey of faith.
但是除了把信仰路走下去之外，我们还要谈的就是要服侍神。
So apart from continuing our journey in our faith, we need to serve God as well.
那服侍神更需要跟从主。
And in serving God, all the more we need to follow Him.
我们才有办法服侍他。
Only then can we serve Him.
那要怎么才能够来跟从神？我们要服侍神。
If we want to serve God, how can we follow God?
我们看马太福音的十六章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 16.
马太十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
二十四节。
Verse 24. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24.Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
这个地方主耶稣对门徒这样说。
On this occasion, Jesus said to his disciples,
啊, 如果有人要跟从我,
If anyone desires to come after me,
啊, 有两个步骤要做,
There are two steps to take.
啊, 第一个, 他要舍己,
First of all, he need to deny himself.
啊, 第二个, 他要背起十字架,
Secondly, he need to take up his cross.
啊, 这样他才能够跟从我,
Only then can he follow him.
啊, 所以今天如果我们要服侍神呢, 这两个步骤需要 学习操练, 但是这是非常不简单的功课。
So today, if we want to follow Jesus, we need to train ourselves in these two things, but it's not a simple lesson to learn.
那这个舍己是什么意思?
What does denying oneself means?
己就是自我。
So we need, that refers to ourselves.
那舍己就是没有自我。
To deny ourselves means that there is no I.
你看我们现在在考虑事情, 常常都是以自我为中心。
Today, when we consider any matters, we will put the focus on ourselves.
那所谓舍己啊, 应该是把这个中心从自我转移到主耶稣的身上。
So if we deny ourselves, we put our focus on God instead of on ourselves.
好像保罗问主啊, 你要我为你做什么?
Just like Paul asking the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do?
啊, 这跟说, 主啊, 我要为你做什么, 就不太一样。
And this is different from saying, Oh Lord, I want to do this for you.
啊, 因为我要为你做什么, 如果我们不明白神的旨意, 常常我们取代了神。
So if when we say we want to do something for God, if we do not understand the will of God, we may be taking the will of God.
但是主啊, 你要我为你做什么?
But if you say, Oh Lord, what do you want me to do for you?
这个就表示我们在寻求神的旨意。
Then it means that we are seeking the will of God.
那这个问题的转换就是代表自我的舍己跟破裂。
So when we ask a different question, it resembles, means that we have denied ourselves and remove the I.
所以我们真的如果我们自我认识，我们真的没有办法想说我们为主做什么，我想为主做什么。
So if we really understand, we really know ourselves, then we will know that we can't do anything for God.
我们只能问说主啊，你要我为你做什么？
We can only ask the question, Oh Lord, what do you want me to do for you?
那如果神要我们为他做什么，神会给我们所需要的条件。
If God wants us to do something for Him, He will give us what we need.
我们在圣经里面看不出来说神按照恩赐在拣选人。
And if we look at the Bible, we can never see any occasion when God chose His workers according to their gifts.
神都是先拣选人。
We see that God first pick His servants.
要他做工。
And then ask Him to do something for Him.
然后给他恩赐能力。 来完成神要他做的工作。
Only then will he grant him the gifts and the power to accomplish the task.
所以主耶稣对彼得这样说, 要跟从我, 要舍己。
So that is why when Jesus said to Peter, If you want to follow me, you have to deny yourself.
那如果在这一段圣经看起来, 我们就会知道说, 舍己对彼得来讲是什么意思。
So from this passage, we understand what it means to Peter to deny himself.
我们看23节,
we read verse 23.
说, 你不体贴神的意思, 只体贴人的意思。
You are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man.
那我们仔细看哦, 彼得对主耶稣讲, 对他讲, 的事情, 彼得的反应, 并没有得到主耶稣的称赞。
So when Peter made this remark to Jesus, he was not praised by Jesus.
因为彼得的反应是以人的意思在反应，不是以神的意思。
Because when Peter said these words to Jesus, he was thinking from a human perspective, from human viewpoint, not from God's point of view.
21节, 主耶稣只是门徒，他要去上耶路撒冷受长老祭司文士的苦，并且被杀。
Verse 21, Jesus told his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from elders and chief priests and be killed and be raised the third day.
这里在讲主耶稣要走神为他预备的这一条道路, 第一个他要付的代价是受苦。
So if Jesus was going to walk on the path that God has prepared for him, the first thing that he must undergo is to suffer.
这是很多人不愿意的。
This is something that many people are not willing to endure.
所以很多人想要得福气, 想要做基督徒, 但是他 没有受苦的打算。
Many people want to be Christians and want to receive blessings from God, but they do not have this will to suffer.
但是主耶稣讲得很清楚，你如果要跟从我，你要舍己。
But Jesus told us very clearly, if you want to follow me, you have to deny yourself.
这个就是讲要预备受苦。
So we have to prepare to suffer.
我们己自我，我们谁都不愿意受苦。
So if we ask ourselves, none of us wants to suffer.
那舍己就是没有关系，如果神要我受苦也没有关系。
So if we deny ourselves, it doesn't matter if Christ wants me to suffer for him.
那第二个要被杀。
Secondly, Jesus has to be killed.
这个被杀就是生命，牺牲生命。
So he's going to sacrifice his life.
没有一件事情比生命更宝贵的。
Nothing is more precious than life itself.
所以舍己到最后，最后就是舍掉自己的生命。
So if you deny yourself to the end, it means losing your life.
就是为着要跟从神，我对自己毫无保留，连如果主要我丧失生命，我也愿意。
So if you really follow Jesus and deny yourself, it means that if Jesus wants you to give up his life for him, then you would be willing to do so.
但是彼得不了解这个意思。
But Peter did not understand this.
所以22节哈。
In verse 22,
彼得就拉着他，拉着主耶稣劝他说，主啊，万不可如此，这次必不临到你身上。
Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you.
这是人情的反应。
So this is a humanistic response.
如果有一个你的好朋友说我要受苦，我要被杀。
If your good friend tells you that he's going to suffer and be killed,
当然，我们爱我们朋友，我们都舍不得。
So if you love your friend, you're not willing to allow him to suffer this kind of fate.
哇，最好这个事情不要临到你身上。
I hope that this thing will not happen to you.
但是彼得不知道他主耶稣讲被杀的意思是什么。
And Peter did not understand what Jesus meant by being killed.
这个他要被杀就是为人牺牲，付出赎价。
So when Jesus is being killed, he will sacrifice his life for mankind.
那人才能够得救。
Only then can man gain salvation.
这是神的慈爱的表现。
This is an expression of God's compassion.
但是要借着主耶稣的牺牲来完成。
It can only be accomplished through the sacrifice of Jesus.
所以主耶稣如果没有舍己，他很自私，我不要，十字架我不要。
If Jesus was selfish and he does not deny himself and say, I do not want to be crucified,
那我们就没有办法得到救恩了。
Then we will never receive the grace of salvation.
但是因为主耶稣圣经说他知道日子近了，他就面向耶路撒冷。
So because Jesus knew that his days were near, he turned himself towards Jerusalem.
主耶稣不是人要抓他逃来逃去，逃到最后不得已被抓到了赶快把他捆去钉十字架。
Jesus did not run around and was finally caught in Jerusalem and was taken to the cross.
圣经记载好多次人要杀他，但是都说时候还没有到。
In the Bible, there were many records of people wanting to kill Jesus, but the time was not yet up.
那时候还没有到，就是表示神还要叫他做工。
So when God's time is not yet up, then God wants him to do something more.
那他知道神的时候到了。
But he knew that God's time was up.
他也知道他要牺牲在耶路撒冷。
And he knew that he was going to be sacrificed in Jerusalem.
所以他就面向耶路撒冷。
So he turned his face towards Jerusalem.
他就一直走向神要叫他牺牲生命的地方。
So he's going to walk towards the place where God wants him to give up his life.
这个是主耶稣的心态。
This is the mentality of Jesus.
要救人爱人，他要舍己来完成神的旨意。
In order to save man and love man, he has to give up his life to accomplish the will of God.
但是彼得不了解。
But Peter did not understand this.
所以为着人的意思，自己的亲这可以说肉体的感情，他说我这次不得临到你。
So because of his ties with Jesus, he told him that this should never happen to you.
但是主耶稣没有感谢他。
But Jesus did not thank him.
反而说撒旦你退我后边去吧。
But he said to Peter, get behind me, Satan.
你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
For you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man.
然后才说要跟从我，要舍己背十字架来跟从我。
After that, Jesus told them that if you were to follow me, you must deny yourself.
好，那25节我们看。
Read verse 25.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必要丧掉生命；为我丧掉生命，必要得着生命。
For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
那这个就是主耶稣在告诉彼得啊，这个舍己啊，其实并不是真正的损失。
And here Jesus was trying to tell Peter that if you deny yourself, you are not making a loss.
啊，不舍己才是真正的损失。
The true loss is if you do not deny yourself.
不舍己就是我们得回自己肉体的生命。
So if you don't deny yourself, you will gain your physical life.
但是我们没有办法跟耶稣。
But we cannot follow Jesus.
那我们就上吊生命。
Then we will lose our life in the end.
那属灵上最宝贵的生命。
We have lost our most precious spiritual life.
但是如果我们舍己，
if we deny ourselves,
肉体生命被杀掉了。
And our physical life has we have lost our physical life.
但是我们真正要得到是那永恒的生命。
But what we have gained is this true eternal life.
那是真正有价值的。
That is truly valuable.
所以这里主耶稣已经指示很清楚，舍己不是真正的损失。
So here Jesus tells us that denying ourselves is not a true loss.
那人要舍己才能够真正的得到最宝贵的。
So if only when we are willing to deny ourselves can we gain what is most precious.
那下面说背十字架来跟从我。
And after that, Jesus said, "Take up his cross and follow me."
十字架是什么？
What is this cross?
我们知道，主耶稣说，我如果被举起来，就要吸引万人归我。
Jesus said, "When I'm lifted up, I will draw all peoples to me."
举起来就是钉十字架。
So being lifted up is being nailed on the cross.
十字架也可以代表死。
And this cross can refer to death as well.
但是基督的十字架代表他的爱。
But the cross of Christ refers to his love.
爱好像死一样坚强，雅各这样说。
Love is as strong as death.
所以他爱我们，爱到为我们付出生命。
So the Lord loves us so much that he's willing to give up his life for us.
那我们愿意背十字架来跟从他。
And we must be willing to take up our cross and follow him.
就是愿意爱他，爱到牺牲生命。
We must love Jesus to the extent that we are willing to give up our lives for him as well.
所以总结来看，我们人要跟从主，就是要有决心付出代价。
So if we want to conclude, draw a conclusion, that means that if we want to follow Jesus, we must be willing to pay a price.
什么代价？
What kind of price are we talking about?
甚至生命我都愿意付出。
We are willing to even pay the price of giving up our lives.
那这样我们就可以来跟从他。
If we are able to do this, then we can follow him.
所以我们在做圣工，或者说我们到非洲去做义工。
Let's say we go to Africa and become a volunteer worker.
我想灵魂体都会受苦。
And I think we will suffer in body, spirit, and soul.
体这很简单啊。
Physical suffering, bodily suffering is very simple.
因为你生活条件马上不一样。
Because your living conditions will change drastically.
从开这个生活水准很高，一下掉到这个比较原始的生活。
So from a very high living standard to very primitive lifestyle.
情你要离开的家庭，离开你所爱的人，爱你的人。
You will depart from your loved ones.
真的不简单啊。
And this is not easy.
因为有一次我们在开神学班呢。
On one occasion, we were holding a theological seminar.
有一个弟兄很远来。
One brother came from a very far away place.
来了两天就说他想回去。
And after 2 days, he told us that he wanted to go home.
他很想念他太太。
Because he misses his wife.
所以这个就是情的一种考验。
So this is a test of your relationships.
你很喜欢跟你爱的人在一起，但是你为着要服侍神，你要分别。
You really want to be with your loved ones, but for the sake of serving God, you need to separate from them for a short while.
那灵也要受苦。
Your spirit will suffer as well.
为什么？
Why is that so?
因为如果非洲教会已经完全了，今天就不需要我们去了，他已经完全了。
Because if the churches in Africa are perfect, then we do not need to go there anymore.
因为完全就不需要再进步了，我们就不需要去了。
So because if the churches are perfect, they do not need any more improvement. We do not need to go there.
所以我们去到那里要有一个心理准备，你会看到很多不完全。
So if you go there, you need to be mentally prepared to see a lot of imperfection in the churches.
那你如果不完全，你又爱教会，你的灵里面就会忧伤。
Because if you love the church and you see imperfections in the church, you will be sorrowful.
灵里面就会受苦。
So you will be suffering in your spirit.
比方说我们在美国有的地方是度假的圣地。
For example, in certain places in America, it is a It is a tourist attraction.
那个地方从表面上看起来被拆派到那个地方，好像这是最好的差派。
So if you were sent to work there as a minister, it seems that that is the best location.
但是如果你看到这个教会一直都没有成长，很多问题真的那一段时间是受苦最多的日子。
But if you look at the church and see that there is no growth in the church, you will suffer spiritually.
就是你灵里面的受苦。
So this kind of suffering is in the spirit.
因此我们要做圣工，就是要有受苦的决心。
So if we want to serve the Lord, we need to have this will to suffer for Him.
那这样我们才能够来服侍他，来跟从他，服侍他。
Only then can we serve Him and follow Him.
那主耶稣已经为我们留下一个榜样。
Jesus Christ has given us an example.
他已经付代价了。
He has paid the price.
我们也记得，就他付代价是为着我们。
He has paid this price for us.
所以这个要舍己背十字架跟从他。
So that is why we must deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him.
好，那彼得本身。
And with regards to Peter,
后来我们看到他在跟主耶稣的过程。
We see the process in which he was following Jesus.
到真的要付出生命的时候。
When he comes to a point when he has to give up his life for Jesus,
他本身就退缩了。
And he shrank back.
我们看路加二十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
路加二十二章，我们看彼得真的有决心他也愿意付代价。
And Luke chapter 22 initially had the determination to pay this price.
到底问题在哪里
？But where does the problem lie?
三十一节。
Verse 31, Luke 22:31.
主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦要得着你们，要筛你们像筛麦子一样。”32节。
Verse 32.
但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失去信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。33节。
Verse 33.
彼得说：“主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死也甘心。”所以，我们看到这个32节彼得是非常有决心。
So here in verse 33, it seems that Peter was very determined.
他是决心真的要舍己
He was ready to die for Jesus.
说我要跟你一起死这不是舍己吗
？I'm ready to go with you to death. Is that not denying himself?
我很甘心
I'm willing to do so.
所以主耶稣说舍己背十字架跟从我，彼得真的是他有舍己有决心。
So here, Peter really had the determination to deny himself and follow Jesus.
但是到最后我们知道他没有跟到底。
But we see that he did not follow Jesus to the end.
那个问题又在哪里？
Where does the problem lie?
他决心我要为你一起死，我要牺牲但是做到最后没有做到问题在哪里？
So he was determined to ready to suffer for Jesus and go to and ready to die for Jesus, but he did not do so in the end. Where does the problem lie?
那如果我们看31节跟32节稍对照一下。
If we read verse 31 and 32,
我们就知道彼得在看彼得跟主耶稣在看彼得不太一样。
So we see that the way Simon saw himself and the way the Lord Jesus viewed him was different.
彼得在看彼得，我没有问题，我有决心，我没有问题。
When Peter looked at himself, he said that I have no problems, I'm determined.
但是主耶稣在看彼得，你问题很大，你很软弱。
But when the Lord looked at Simon Peter, the Lord said, you have a great problem because you are weak.
所以这样看起来我们就知道彼得对自己不认识。
So from here we see that Peter did not really know himself.
他不认识自己的软弱。
He did not know his own weakness.
他不认识说走天国路决心是不够的，还要神帮助。
And he did not know that when you walk on the path to heaven, determination alone is not enough. You need the help of God.
那这种对自己缺乏认识反映在哪里？
And
反应的，他的具体的表现在哪里
？So, in terms of his lack of knowledge of himself, how did he manifest this in his actions?
在克西马尼园祷告表现出来。
This was seen in his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣知道他带有肉体，他需要力量从上面来，所以他祷告祷告流汗大声的哀哭
And Jesus knew that he was in the physical body that he requires strength from God. That is why he prayed until his sweat was like great drops of blood.
43节, 天使从上面下来, 加添他力量.
Verse 43, an angel appeared to him from heaven to strengthen him.
所以这条各个他, 神要他走的道路, 他就像一头绵羊走完了。
So this path to Golgotha, he was able to finish this journey like a lamb,
被千军宰杀这样走完了,
just like a lamb being led to the slaughter.
但是彼得在祷告的时候睡觉,
but when Peter was praying, he fell asleep.
为什么?
Why is that so?
不会感觉到需要,
because he did not feel the need for prayer.
为什么不会感觉到自己需要?
Why does he not feel the need for this?
因为不会觉得自己软弱,
because he didn't feel that he was weak.
所以如果我们真的觉得说天国路很难走, 要服侍神这个路很难走, 我们一定会很认真祷告。
If we understand that the path to go to heaven is difficult, and we will pray, we will put in a lot of effort to pray.
那神加添我们力量, 我们靠着神的帮助就可以跟着主耶稣。
And if that's the case, God will strengthen us, and we will be able to follow Jesus.
走完各个他的道路。
We will finish this journey to Golgotha.
所以自觉自己软弱一个最清楚的表现就是这一个人一定会常常祷告，一定会很深入祷告，求神帮助加添力量。
And the manifestation of a person who understands his weakness would be a person who pray at all times to ask God to strengthen him.
所以我们到非洲的工作，真的有时候我们真的要祷告。
So when we are working in Africa, we really need to put in our effort to pray.
我们才能够跟着主。
Only then can we follow Jesus.
把托付做完。
We will finish this mission entrusted by God.
走完神要我们走的道路。
We can finish the path that God has given to us to walk
on. 其实也不是说到非洲了, 我们诸位回到地方教会, 都会安排我们一些工作。
It's just not just in Africa. When we go back to our local churches, we will be arranged to do certain tasks in the church.
我们如果觉得自己软弱, 你会祷告很认真。
If you feel weak, then you will put in a lot of effort to pray.
那工作就可以做好。
Only then can we serve God really well.
我知道有一个弟兄做儿童教员。
I know of a brother who is an RE teacher.
他的那个星期天啊, 被安排到讲主耶稣钉十字架。
On that Sunday, he was arranged to talk about the crucifixion of Jesus in his RE class.
那这个不是太简单吗? 每一次这个灵恩会都在听,圣餐礼都在听啊。
Is this not really simple? Because he has heard this many times during the Holy Communion and Spiritual Convocation.
但是他知道,要把这个故事讲到会感动听的小孩子,这不是他做得到的。
And he knew that he could not teach it to the extent that he can touch his young students.
所以那个礼拜他很认真祷告。
So that is why for that week he spent a lot of effort to pray.
他知道自己软弱,没有办法达到目标,说把主的爱讲得会感动人。
And he knew that he was weak. He was not able to teach about the love of God so much so that the RE students will be touched.
那他求神帮助他。
So he prayed and asked God to help him.
那一次上课他在讲,真的有小孩子感动在流眼泪。
So on that RE lesson, and some of the students were moved to tears.
那他知道那不是他的力量。
And he knew that this is not his own strength.
那是上头给他力量。
This is the power from on high.
所以我们这个跟从主不是说到非洲，在地方教会都是一样。
So following Jesus is not restricted to Africa. It's everywhere, even in our local church.
我们要把工作做完，我们要自觉得自己是软弱的，所以我们要加倍祷告，神给我们力量，我们就可以做好。
So we need to understand how weak we are, and we would put in extra effort to pray, and God will strengthen us.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together to end our lesson.